It's Friday, and that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.
It's 26 minutes to 3 o'clock, and this is how we wrap up the week, by bringing you a live performance. So go onto the Facebook page, the 7:02 Facebook page, and comment, check out the performance as it happens in studio. And today, we're featuring singer-songwriter Josh Kempin. He released his highly anticipated album earlier in the year, around March. The Morning Show is what it's called, and the singles have been doing very well. The latest one is Leave Me If You Can. I'm on my knees asking him to make sure he includes it as one of the four that you performed today. Hey, Josh.
How you doing?
Very good. Very excited about this.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm more excited than you are.
No,
you've
ways.
Done a few of these.
I've done
this
a few, isn't but your not first with you radio. Before. So what I loved about your sound is that it is authentic. And I know we maybe abuse that word, but yeah. There's just this, you are so unique and distinct in what you do. So when did the love of music begin? Because a friend taught you how to play the guitar, right?
Yeah. I think I've always been really obsessed with music since I was a little boy. My first album was Rodriguez, Cold Fact.
Oh.
And I've always been really interested in it. But I wrote poetry for a long time, and then it was only when I was about 15, my friend taught me a few chords, and I don't know. A lot of guitarists would know the feeling. You play a chord, and it's the first thing you play on a guitar that actually sounds nice, and like it's a really addictive thing. I was kind of. From there on, that was me. I was writing songs.
Right. Mm. And you've traveled. You've lived in different parts of the world, but decided to settle and pursue your music career here. I mean, you could have done it from Australia or from Italy, but you decided to do it here.
Yeah. It's, look, that one I leave down to grace, because like there were so many other factors at play. I really could have been in Australia or London or Italy or, but, you know, it doesn't really matter where you start or how you start. It's it's more about where it leads to. And at this stage, South Africa has just been, you know, I'm so proud to be part of this scene. I really am. I feel like we're in a really, really cool part of our music industry. Like I think in 10 years time, people are going to say, wow, like 10 years ago, that's when this all started, you know?
Yeah.
I'm really stoked to be in South Africa for these beginnings.
So you had an EP.
Yeah.
And of course, you were planning on releasing and pursuing your music career even beyond that.
Yeah.
So it must have been quite pleasing to have three record labels interested in you. So what was it about Warner Music that made you go with them?
You know, Warner approached me at my first OpiCopy. I won an open mic night, and I had the honor of playing OpiCopy, and Warner happened to be in the audience. And I think that was something that was just really important for me, because I didn't really think record labels came to shows anymore. I thought it was more about like your following,
you know.
And that just put that was the first really good sign for me. I just had a good gut feeling about it, and I mean there was many months of sort of like talking after that. But I think from that moment, I was pretty convinced that Warner were the one. And yeah, I haven't looked back since.
Right. Well, music could have lost you to law.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you actually, now the law has had to move aside as you focus on the music.
Yeah.
So those years of studying and balancing or trying to make sure that you at least devoted some kind of attention to the music, describe that, because you completed your studies, you're qualified, and now the music is center stage.
Yeah. Look, it was, they say that change is messy at the start, and it definitely felt messy for me. And for a few years there, when I was becoming an attorney and knowing deep down that I was very interested in pursuing music, and it was hard for me to rationalize. You know, you say you want to do something, but your actions indicate otherwise.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of us struggle to put those two things together.
But is
like,
it true you used to go to work with your guitar or play whenever you got an opportunity?
Yeah. I would take my guitar to work, and obviously I wouldn't sing in the law firm, but like at lunch breaks, I would drive to the mall and sit in the parking lot and like write songs. But that was once I'd made the decision. You know, I was tired of being frustrated about what I was doing. It was just something that I needed to take action on, and I did. So I started rehearsing religiously, and eventually I am lucky to say that I got busy enough to be able to do it full time, and then I got admitted, and I haven't really looked back since.
Mm. So how would you describe what we're about to experience? Is it indie folk rock?
Yeah, I think you got it, actually. It's maybe like alternative.
Alternative.
Yeah, I think alternative is the safest bet. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've got some amazing songs, and I wonder which four you've selected, just as long as you have Leave Me If You Can playing in there. And when you get an opportunity, if you're listening now, please check out this music video. It's one of the best music videos I've ever seen, even Pistol. So we'll get to that. We'll get to talking about how you conceptualize all of this. But let's take a break. And when we come back, Josh will be performing music from The Morning Show. That's his debut album, which launched earlier this year.
Welcome to 702 Unplugged.
And here's Josh Kempin. Make sure that you check him out on Facebook. Log on to Facebook and go to the 702 page.
I don't need no remedy. I know what I see, and I know you're the one for me. I don't need no remedy. I know what I see, and I know you're the one for me. Black goose blowing smoke from your lips, from your lips to the roof. Can I stumble on? Can I fall in love? Could all I've done here led to you? Where do we go? Why is your heart not breaking? Where do we go? Why is my heart still racing? I don't need no remedy. I know what I see, and I know you're the one for me. I don't need no remedy. I know what I see, and I know you're the one for me. Pistol, oh, 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 oh. Pistol, oh, oh, oh. To the sea, we're a kind of family. It used to be you and me, now it's us. We're drinking gin from our flasks, from our flasks to the covers. Fill a glass, fill a glass. Your heart, where do we go? Why is my heart not breaking? Where do we go? Why is my heart still racing? I don't need no remedy. I know what I see, and I know you're the one for me. I don't need no remedy. I know what I see, and I know you're the one for me. I don't need no remedy. I know what I see, and I know you're the one for me. I don't need no remedy. I know what I see, and I know you're the one for me.
Unplugged. Don't miss a beat.
She won't speak a lot, though she feels. She won't speak a soul, though she tastes. She won't tell the tale of the river. Down at the river she'll pray. Down at the river she'll pray.
We met on the cold steps of Stockholm. A girl in a coat and a veil. I asked, would you be mine to marry? And girl, you'll be a warmer sun. Oh, my divine.
Right, so you played Pistol. You started with Pistol in that double set. And what's the name of this one? This last one?
The River.
The River.
Yeah, that was actually my first release.
Yeah, and you decided to go with this single, though it's a little bit slower.
Yeah.
But you wanted to introduce yourself to the market in a particular way.
Yeah, we felt it was important not to make a debut that was like wallpaper on the radio and that sounded like a lot like everything else. Rather appeal to like a few less people who, when they heard it, they'd be like, wow, actually, that's my type of music, you know?
Right.
It's that authenticity thing you spoke about. Like, it's a better bet to have, like, a couple of true fans than, like, a bunch of people that don't turn
here
you
today,
off.
Here today,
you
know? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let me tell you some of the feedback. People are thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with you. Robert says, this guy is incredible. Some international-like talent. and then Luando saying, this is definitely my kind of music. Sure, I'll check out the album. So people are really enjoying you. Avril says, wow, he's got an incredible voice and very good looking as well. Ah. That was flawless, by the way, Josh. That was absolutely flawless.
Thank you. I was actually really terrified about that. I haven't played solo in quite a while.
So the rest,
I mean, when I say solo, I meant the River. This is Sol Nossel, by the way, playing.
No,
everybody, Sol Nossel on decks.
Exactly. Right, so we're gonna take a break, but before we get to that, I want to also know the process, because you've been writing poetry, you're a singer-songwriter, so clearly there's a big emphasis on what it is that you write about. For instance, Leave Me If You Can is a very insightful song. Very insightful.
Yeah.
About what happens in relationships and breakups and so on. It's an interesting area that not a lot of people explore.
It's a super gray area.
Mm.
It's like, you know, there's so many films and songs about the beginning of relationships, and I've actually just noticed recently there's really no like mentorship or like any, you hear so little about like making relationships work, like the middle of it, the stuff that you go through.
And, yes.
There's kind of a big hole there, isn't it? I don't know if it just doesn't sell. Like, maybe there's a reason.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
But I'd like to see more stuff about, like, everyone does it. You know, a lot of people have been in a long-term relationship and there's not a lot of, like, advice out there.
Yeah, well, you're scared to get out because that's all you've known. You know, that's all you've known for a while. And you don't want to try the unfamiliar. You'd rather stick with the familiar, even though it might not be too rosy.
Yeah, that's the track. It's being terrified about leaving somebody, even though you know you should, you know?
Yeah. And yeah. Brilliant music video, by the way. Story yeah. So well told, because you have a little bit of a pity party.
Yeah.
Because the relationship's ended. So yeah. Check it out. Let's take a break. And when we come back, more music from my guest, Josh Kempin.
Welcome to 702.
702.
Unplugged.
She said, oh, I've got a mind to move on. And I sung her like a whale, and my heart, it left a bruise on. Oh, but these little fits, they could leave us in stitches. And I no longer know if you can.
7 months. Unplugged. Last one. My Friday is made. Over to you, Josh. Right, so we're not doing the final one?
No, I just need to swap it.
Oh, we need to set up quickly. Some great messages coming through. Raditoze says, awesome. I am loving it. Mo says, wonderful. Barbara, wow. Sharon, awesome. So people are really enjoying Zaza saying he has such a wonderful voice. That's why I think the best way to describe it is to say it's absolutely just flawless. Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
In the remaining moments of the show, here's one more song from Josh Kempin.
featuring Ayanda.
Ah.
Mangguni. Mangguni. Am I saying it right?
So cool. Oh my goodness. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Thank you, Ayanda. Now, let me just say some of the messages. Narina says, hi. I just wanted to say hi to Josh from his ex-working colleagues at Harvey Nossel. We're listening to him and enjoying his music. Well done, Josh, from Narina and Sharon.
That was the law firm I worked at.
Oh, I see. Cool. Right. I was saying to you, what were you doing at Lake Como?
What's up, guys? What was I doing at Lake Como?
Yeah.
I was, you know, I went there. I wasn't supposed to really be there. We went on a day trip from Croatia to Venice. Ended up leaving the day trip. We like ran away and caught a train to Como, and we just had our passports.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting a job there.
Yeah. Cause you're always associated with George Clooney, for instance. And there's Josh also hanging out in Lake Como.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I ended up living there. I ended up working as a waiter, and I've been back there 6 times now. And I just found out I'm going back again for my old boss's wedding, in June next year.
Fantastic.
I'm really excited. Yeah. It's very